Many of Central New York's arts and culture institutions were heading into the final leg of their seasons when restrictions on large gatherings due to COVID-19 shut them down about a month ago. Symphoria clearly counts on ticket sales and live audiences, but now musicians have nowhere to play but at home. That's how At Home with Symphoria was born. WAER's arts and culture reporter Scott Willis has part two in this series about how organizations are coping.
Hello, everyone. I'm Kelly Covert from Symphoria, and this is At Home with Symphoria. And today we have our principal pops conductor, Sean O'Loughlin, here with us all the way from California.
Hello.
Sunny, beautiful California. How are you, Sean?
I'm doing all right under the circumstances.
We're
keeping our heads screwed on as much as we can. So,
at a time when conductors and musicians would normally be in front of large audiences at the Civic Center, they're safely staying engaged with fans in ways they probably never
like
imagined.
Actual assignments and grading and stuff. So we've been kind of juggling that. My wife Dina is working from home, so we got her set up in the living room. And
Symphoria executive director Pam Murchison says audiences get to see a more personal side of staff and musicians.
We always want people to feel at home with the organization. We love sharing music with people and want it to be a, you know, really comfortable place that people like to gather and know that they belong.
In this clip, principal oboist Eduardo Sepulveda performs a duet of Robert Schumann's Abendlied with his mother, more than 4,500 miles apart. In the video caption, Sepulveda says this was going to be the last piece of his final recital at the Cleveland Institute of Music later this month. Of course, that's been canceled. He says the mother-son recording project was a way to boost his spirits after feeling down. For some viewers, this kind of engagement is more than just entertainment. Executive Director Pam Murchison says it can be a lifeline for many of their older patrons who are widowed or otherwise feeling isolated.
I know people that are by themselves right now. Physically, it's really hard on them. So we've been getting a lot of really, really wonderful feedback from people. You know, thank you so much to the musicians for providing these musical videos. It's so great to get to know them better. We can be a port in the storm, you know, somewhere for people to turn for emotional health right now more than ever.
This is the clarinet caprice in B-flat major, Opus 9, number 2, by Jean-Baptiste Gambara.
That's Symphoria principal clarinetist Alan Kolsky demonstrating his talent on YouTube. It's this kind of creative and scrappy energy that Murchison says makes the organization nimble enough to get through times like this. Financially, she says, they're not looking to disrupt payroll for musicians and staff through at least month's end, but they're also exploring other ways to sustain operations through the summer. For now, Murchison and Pops conductor Sean O'Loughlin are trying to remain optimistic and strike the right tone when people can come together again.
We have a summer concert series, and we're still planning that, but our expectations are, I think, really realistic. You know, communicating with people about how we're going to keep them safe, how we're going to keep the musicians safe, because we really crave that human experience and those human interactions, but it's we're going to come out into a really different world than we were in a few weeks ago.
I like to call this time preparing to thrive. We're in full planning mode and moving forward, and hope springs eternal is the kind of attitude we're taking.
Scott Willis, WAER News.
Symphoria is partnering with WCNY-FM to broadcast previous orchestral performances on the radio as part of their symphony series. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.